are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve HealthGrades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
We welcome you back, welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break, Mountain Home trailing BB 31-17. We will look over our halftime numbers in a moment. But right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, good win for your team this past Friday night, 42-35 over the Morrilton Devil Dogs. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. You know, it was it's nice to play at home, and especially Morrilton's Coach Zachary over there, he does a great job with his guys. They always play hard. They play great defense. He's got six seniors on his team, and they've just found ways to win all year long. And kind of going down the stretch there, that's kind of where we struggled throughout the early parts of the season. And you're kind of expecting that senior-laden team, Morrilton, hoping that tide doesn't turn. But, our guards were really good. Colton Talon and Hunter come in and did a nice job. Baylor come in, started for Luke Cruz, who was out, and gave us a great performance. And he was there finishing the game for us the other night. So just all around a great team effort and a great win for the young men, and was really proud for those guys.
Well, I'll tell you what, your boys are just that role you're on is really continuing right now. If I remember right, six of your last seven?
Is that? Yeah, I believe so. I think it's six of seven. And it all started. We just needed something positive to happen. And the biggest thing is we got some games at home. We've been on the road and kind of seeing the same things, playing really good teams close, just not finishing out. And we needed to get back home and where we're used to getting those shots up every day and kind of getting a routine and maybe get some confidence. And I'm hoping that carries over because, tonight's going to be a tough game.
Yep.
BB, they're very physical. They're very well coached. Coach Marshall, this conference is very well coached. A lot of really good coaches, but Ryan, Coach Marshall over there, he may be the best one of the bunch. They do a lot of things, really tough to prepare for. And night in, night out, his teams are going to battle you and compete. So, but we're looking forward to the task. There's a lot of things that kind of go into effect that you're worried about. We're visiting earlier, being out for snow, missing, getting teenage kids off the schedule. That's a concern just coming in right off the bat. Part of that layover, we see our JV come out really sluggish, and our senior girls have kind of come out sluggish. Now they'll go in there, and Coach Leonard will make some adjustments. They'll pick it up. I fully expect them to be in it at the end here. But hopefully we can watch these two games and realize of, hey, we need to come in with a different mentality and ready to come out here and compete and win a very important ball game for us.
Well, I'll tell you, this is an important ball game because, I don't know if you heard, Greenbrier lost last night. You guys are in sole possession of the 6A, 5A2 district lead.
That's great. But we're just 25% into this conference season. So, but it's a different mindset, and we need to take it's time for us to take that next level of you know, not just kind of hunting for that spot, but being the hunted, and it's a mindset that we got to take, and we'll welcome that challenge. I mean, I think it helps with your everyday preparation of like, hey, teams are coming in, we're going to get their best shot. The thing about this conference, like I was saying, we've got a long season ahead of us, but this is a conference that everybody is within just a couple of baskets of each other. You have a bad night, you will get beat, no matter where you're at. You're going to get beat in this conference because everybody is so close, and it's all about the you know the small things, finishing things, and the things that we need to work on. And if we want to be, I know we're in first place right now, but if we want to continue that, we have to improve and we have to stay hungry and realize that this is a grind. There's a long ways to go, and I know we will. I understand these guys, you know, their mindset and. And hopefully we can keep this thing rolling on. But it don't take much. I mean, the teams in this, we're too close to each other that you can't rest and relax one bit. If you do, we won't be up there for very long. That's for sure.
Right, so. Absolutely. Well, Josh, again, congratulations on the win Friday night, and
thank you, Matt.
Luck tonight.
Matt, appreciate all you do, sir, and appreciate you making it down here. And be safe heading on your way back.
You go Bombers. You too. That was Mountain Home Boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. We'll take a break, come back, and check our halftime numbers in a moment. Our score, Mountain Home trailing BB 31-17. You're listening to Lady Bomber basketball and the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Meet the man behind the lyrics of hit songs from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Bobby Tomberlin, Nashville hit singer and songwriter, will perform in the Ed Coulter Performing Arts Center at The Shed Tuesday, February 20th at 6 p.m. Bobby co-wrote the number one country and top five AC single, One More Day, recorded by Diamond Rio. Bobby has also co-written songs recorded by Barbara Streisand, Blake Shelton, Willie Nelson, and more. Don't miss Bobby Tomberlin, Tuesday evening, February 20th at The Shed. Admission is free, no tickets required.
Integrity First Bank has been a constant in our Twin Lakes community since 1963. With five locations in Baxter and Marion counties, we are only as big as you need us to be. I'm Joe Miles, and our focus at Integrity First is to know you by name and offer a customized quality approach to your banking needs. From opening your first checking account to reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be right here for you. We value our hometown relationships and our priority to keep Integrity First.
We welcome you back into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. BB leading Mountain Home in this girls game at the break 31-17. Looking at the scoring summary for both the teams, first off for Mountain Home, leading the way so far is Hannah Pfeiffer with 5 points, and 3 points each for Peyton Husky and Emma Martin, and 2 points apiece for Riley Walker, Anna Grace Foreman, and Kyra Penn. For BB, one player already in double figures, that is Katie Turner. She's been able to use her size down around the paint and to get 11 points. 7 points each for Mariana Ritchie and Hannah Gamble, and 3 each for Libby Hill and Jacoby Williams. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, BB leading Mountain Home 31-17. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family owned and 4 generations strong.